We're talking about Wisconsin potholes on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Cars are designed to go over bumps, right? And usually nothing happens. But after this brutal winter we had, the pavement is battered and scarred. In Milwaukee alone, drivers have made 8,000 claims for pothole repairs so far this year. And that's compared to a little more than 3,000 last year. Has your car ever been damaged by a pothole? How big was it? Where did it happen? And how much did you pay? We're at 800-642-1234. Daniel Federle is executive director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association, and he's a registered professional engineer with the state of Wisconsin. He's also a professional land surveyor. Daniel, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
So what is the condition of our state's roads? How would you assess how they're doing right now?
Well, this has been an ongoing discussion, obviously. We've seen with the last budget and the budget before that, in fact, that transportation and transportation funding is largely the issue that holds things up. Nothing that's new. It's a long-term decline. Unfortunately, Wisconsin's investment in their highway system, whether it be the interstate, state, or local roads, has not kept pace with the demand that we put on it. And so subsequently, as your story is talking about today, potholes are simply symptomatic of that decline in the system over the years.
So potholes in particular, are we having a particularly rough season with potholes? How are we doing?
Well, I would say yes. Certainly we had a very difficult winter, as everyone in Wisconsin knows, and that takes its toll. That takes its toll on the roads primarily. So the number of potholes certainly is affected by that difficult winter. But I think it's also more something that's coming to bear in terms of that long-term transportation investment and the lack of our investment in Wisconsin keeping pace with the needs on our system, the demand on the system, increased traffic, increased truck weights, a whole host of parameters that are working against each other, if you will, in transportation.
So, Daniel, Milwaukee is seeing an increase of complaints about potholes. So far, 8,000 pothole reports this year compared to 3,000 last year. Why is Milwaukee particularly more prone to an increase of complaints right now?
Well, I tend to take a little bit different viewpoint than many of my peers. I think certainly part of it is, as I've said, the decline in the system. We're seeing a general decline in the system overall, whether it be Milwaukee or the system outstate. The other thing that happens is I think that the reporting is a matter of not so much the potholes, but the density. In other words, you can spread 100 potholes across the county, and it doesn't get as much attention as if you spread 100 potholes across the two city blocks. And in Milwaukee, you have density and number, and so subsequently it gets more attention, gets more reporting. The other thing, quite frankly, is social media climate. You know, that's a whole different reporting mechanism than occurred before. Before there was social media and the things that allow people to report that way, people would have to call their highway department or call their public works department. People didn't take the time to do that most often. And so subsequently, I think part of the increase has to do with the mechanism for reporting as well.
Oh, yeah. It's easier to file a report now these days. Talking potholes, what to do with Daniel Federle. He heads up the Wisconsin County Highway Association. Have you ever reported a pothole problem? What did you need to do? Did your request get fulfilled, and how long did it take? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Daniel, help us understand, how do potholes form?
In a very broad sense, what you have is you have a pavement structure that is what people see as the blacktop, if you will, the asphalt. That's simply a surface course. That's like the shingles on the roof of a house, if you will. Underneath that is the structure of the roadway. That's the portion that carries the loads, carries the cars, carries the trucks. That's what gives you some structural support. What happens in our climate is with freeze, thaw, winter weather, etc., you get the asphalt, the blacktop cracks, and in that crack there goes water. And unfortunately, in the wintertime, it's water and salt combined. And that starts to thaw and cause the base underneath that pavement to get soft. Once the base gets soft, then impact from trucks and cars and vehicles driving on it begin to push the pavement down. The pavement breaks, and you end up with a pothole in areas where that water has saturated the base, and you don't have any structural support under the pavement anymore.
So how does a really wet spring, lots of rain like we've seen, impact the formation of potholes?
It increases it as well, because now you have ample amount of water to continue saturating the base. The base never gets a chance to dry out, and we keep driving over things. It isn't like we stop driving or we don't impact that pavement. And so under that condition, when you have ample water, it continues to saturate the base, keeps it saturated, and gives you a much higher likelihood of areas breaking up because there's no structural support anymore.
So we see crews all over the place working on roads, filling potholes. How are potholes filled?
Well, there's the dilemma with potholes is generally the filling is on a I won't say an emergency basis, but it's on a need response basis, if you will. In other words, there's a pothole, people are complaining, you need to get it filled. That's the primary objective. Now, that is a different methodology. The objective is to get it filled and get it filled as quickly as possible. And typically there's a multitude of different products that you can use. Some are less susceptible to cold weather, so they can be used when the temperatures are colder. Some are softer and easier to put in the potholes and flatten out. And then there are other ones that give you more of a permanent application. The problem is that if you're to do what we would call a permanent repair, then you're going to need to go in and repair some of that base that's been saturated and compromised as well. And so then you start taking out both the broke up blacktop, but the saturated base and that type of thing. And that's a little more involved. Certainly, but in high density areas like the city of Milwaukee or high traffic areas, that becomes problematic in itself. People just want the whole fix. They don't care, the long term methodology and what method you're going to use to fix the hole has no concern of theirs. They want the whole fix.
They need it done. They need it done right now. It almost sounds like a tooth filling at a dentist. We're getting a read on the state's pothole situation as we are in the thick of the patch and repair season. Daniel Federle is our guide. He's executive director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association, and he's a registered engineer with the state. Your pothole questions, your stories, they're welcome at 800-642-1234. Are you a truck driver, perhaps? How frequently do you hit potholes on our roads, and which roads are notoriously bad for potholes? Do you live or work in an urban area? What's the status of potholes where you live? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back to this conversation in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're getting the lowdown on potholes here in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Mechanics, they're dealing with damaged suspensions, tire blowouts, misaligned wheels, dented wheel rims, Drivers are footing the shop repair bills, and the cost to repair the damage caused by potholes, not cheap. It can be a couple hundred dollars to thousands. Have you ever reported a pothole problem where you live? What did you need to do? Did your request get filled, and how long did it take? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. The Wisconsin County Highway Association Executive Director Daniel Federle stays with us. Daniel, how does the funding work in terms of who pays to fill the pothole? The county, the city, the state? How does that work?
Generally, the pothole filling and things of that nature are out of general maintenance for the local units of government and also for the state, obviously. So depends on what roadway you're on, numbered roadways, state highways, lettered roadways, county highways, and then your local streets. And the local maintenance monies are most often, not 100%, but most often, certainly the 95 percentile, are funded through property tax dollars and then what we call general transportation aids. General transportation aids are a specific budget item in the state budget. And in simple terms, what it is it's a redistribution of the gas taxes and registration fees, a portion of those fees, and it's a redistribution back to local units of government. So in some general sense, it's a distribution of the gas taxes that, say, a local community's residents pay back to that local community, and it's utilized primarily, if not wholly, for maintenance, snow plowing, pothole patching, things of that nature.
And part of Governor Evers' transportation budget called for giving local governments a 10% budget increase to repair potholes and fix roads, but the budget has been rejected by Republicans. How important is road funding right now, and is there a way around that?
The road funding is absolutely critical. It is one of the most paramount issues for Wisconsin. We are at certainly a crisis point, certainly a dilemma. You know, as we indicated earlier, potholes are simply symptomatic of that system decline. Wisconsin roadway systems over the last several years have continued to decline. Local governments are in a very difficult position with levy limits and multiple demand for services at the local level. And so subsequently, the state and the legislature's inability to fully fund the long-term sustainable transportation in Wisconsin is showing up in terms of the roadway conditions. That is then in turn causing the problems in terms of potholes. It's affecting our ability to move commerce through the state. It affects our ability for tourism. It affects all of the factors that would be revenue generators for the state as a whole. And so we need to get to some kind of a long-term sustainable transportation plan. We aren't going to solve the dilemma in one. It didn't take us 1 year or one budget to get here. It certainly won't take 1 year or one budget to get out. But a long-term sustainable plan is absolutely critical to to Wisconsin in terms of transportation and our overall economy.
So how responsive are local governments to a resident's pothole report? Does it go in some type of database generally, or does it go into a priority list? Is an individual's report have some weight?
Oh, absolutely. There's absolutely no question. I was highway commissioner for 15 years. I work with all the highway commissioners in Wisconsin, and individual reports are absolutely a critical aspect. Highway departments regularly have section crews, people who monitor the roadway, but obviously with the number of miles of roadway, you can't be everywhere at all times. And so subsequently, there are multiple different mechanisms, if you will, in terms of how they log the report and how they address it. But in every case, there's a logging, and then there's a response to that report in terms of checking it out, and then providing the resources, both men, machinery, and materials to address those reports. So people reporting is absolutely essential in anything, not only just potholes, but, you know, issues with culverts, holes in roads, trees down. I had in the town that I'm in, I had reports of trees down this weekend with the storms that went through, and that's absolutely essential for us to get immediate response to these things.
So are we still fixing potholes, fixing roads in the same way with the same materials as we did decades ago?
No, I don't believe so. I've been doing this for, I hate to say, but just about 40 years now, and there's a significant difference in material types, and also in process. We have a much different material with polymer modified asphalts, with asphalts that perform at a much lower temperature, and typically potholes are a springtime thing. So there's a whole host of different materials and different methodologies now, as well as different equipments, different types of equipment that we use also.
Well, let's take a call now. Let's go to Marcus joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Marcus.
Good morning. So I've been driving for 23 years, and I've noticed that the state of our roads in southeastern Wisconsin has deteriorated significantly, and it seems like the system is broken. So why don't we take and possibly approach this with like a paradigm shift of our mentality? During the zoo interchange construction, we had test sections of a type of paint that's only used on the German Autobahn to see how it worked for drivers. We're the only spot in the country that had that paint. Why don't we take a look at what the Germans have done with the Autobahn, where they actually put down a thicker road, more concrete, as opposed to asphalt, because concrete doesn't absorb heat the same way asphalt does, and so that'll help with global warming, as well as concrete, it'll last longer, and when you have the thicker base, they're doing repairs on average anywhere from 15 to 20 years, where on our roads, we're lucky if we get 4 to 8.
Marcus, thanks. Let's go to, back to Daniel on that. What do you think?
Marcus makes an excellent point. In a broader sense, innovation and innovative efforts are something that's absolutely critical to that long-term plan. And so subsequently, it's something that, in fact, Wisconsin and Wisconsin counties are a leader in the nation in terms of federal highway efforts called Everyday Counts, and some innovative things like warm mix asphalt instead of hot mix, utilization of concrete in various resurfacing projects, and Wisconsin counties regularly pursue those efforts. What I would also say is that We need to, the paradigm shift he talks about is something that I talk about on a regular basis, and that is when it comes to, for example, heavy truck loadings, and I know there's discussion in the legislature about increasing truck weights or wanting to increase truck weights once again, and it's a regular discussion. That's certainly in terms of economic impact and the ability for truckers to haul more weight is certainly a factor that needs to be considered. What we need to consider before we do that is that as a community, as a transportation community, as a state as a whole, we can't build every road to carry that increased weight. So we need to get to that paradigm shift where we identify priority routes, where these are loads that can go on these identified routes, and then we build them to adequate base and adequate strength to carry those loads. But the idea that we're going to build every road in Wisconsin to carry every increased truck weight is something that's just not sustainable in itself, and that's the kind of shift that we need to start thinking about and start working together on.
Really quickly, let's go to Rick in Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm wondering, with the way the roads used to be processed, I guess you'd call it, filling potholes, they used to tamp the road by hand tampers or mechanical, and now they just throw the asphalt out and expect my expensive car or truck to just get slathered and rock dinged by it. And I'm wondering, is that a new system? We've gotten lazier, or is it just cost efficient to throw it down and let us do it, packing?
Yeah, Rick, thanks so much for the call. What's going on there, Daniel?
It's neither. It's not a cost or a new method by any means. A little bit earlier, I spoke to the multiple different, even though it's just a pothole, if we want to look at it that way, there are multiple different methods. Largely, the methodology where they have to just put the material in the hole and leave it is a more a factor of the location and the traffic volumes and the inability to simply shut down traffic or be out in that traffic for extended periods of time. You know, we put a great deal of effort into work zone and work zone safety, but having said that, simply setting up a full work zone for patching a pothole is not cost effective in itself. And so it has to do more with traffic volumes and where the traffic is and then speed of traffic as well.
Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. Daniel Federle is Executive Director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association, a registered professional engineer for the state. Coming up, we continue WPR's alcohol series, High Tolerance. This is the Ideas Network.